Barrhead. Barrhead was well represented when the Alberta U19 men's volleyball team took the court at the North American Indigenous Games, NAIG, in the Halifax region from July 17 to 23. That is because two players, Nate Callahoo and Gavin Mose, and head coach Rod Callahoo, are products of the Barrhead Composite High School's, BCHS, boys volleyball program, especially on the boys' side. Callahoo is the longtime BCHS senior Griffins boys coach. It is also of note that Dylan McIntyre from Westlock also made the squad. In the last 30 years, the BCHS senior boys Griffins have qualified for the provincial championship tournament 25 times, and in their previous 16 appearances, they have taken championship gold on 8 occasions. They also sport an impressive list of upwards of 40 athletes that moved on to play at the collegiate and professional levels. The NAIG are a multi-sport game similar to the Olympics. The event brings together 756 Indigenous nations competing in 15 sports, including the traditional Indigenous sports of archery, canoe, kayak, and lacrosse. The concept for the North American Indigenous Games dates back to the early 1970s in Alberta, with Enoch hosting Native Summer Games in 1971, with Edmonton hosting the first NAIG in 1990. To compete in the event, athletes must be of Indigenous ancestry. And while Callahoo noted that the NAIG are similar to the Olympics, they differ in that only half of the focus of the 9-day event is sport. Half of it is to recognize and celebrate Indigenous culture, he said. As the games are in Nova Scotia, the traditional home of the Mi'kmaq First Nations, they will incorporate the values, customs and traditions of the Mi'kmaq peoples into all the spaces the event takes place, including a special cultural village. Originally, Callahoo said he was slated to coach the Alberta U16 boys contingent for the 2020 NAIG, but it was postponed to 2023 due to the pandemic. To assemble his team, Callahoo invited 37 of the best U19 volleyball players with Indigenous ancestry to the Seville Community Sports Center in November. At the end of the one-day camp, he had narrowed them down to the 12 who would make up the squad. Most of the invitations, he said, were made through the Alberta Indigenous Sport Council. We also had our eye on a few players from the 2020 U16 team, Callahoo said. I also did some scouting at the 2022 Alberta Indigenous Games and invited some of them to the camp. He added that he also identified potential U19 team Alberta Indigenous volleyball hopefuls by scouting club volleyball, in which his son Nate is involved. Callahoo also recruited players during the high school volleyball season. We do a lot of traveling during the season, and I talk to other coaches and other contacts about possible eligible players, he said. Prior to bringing his contingent to Barrhead for a 5-day preparation camp, Callahoo also held a couple of practices in Edmonton as part of the RBC Training Ground program in early April. By hosting the main preparation camp in Barrhead, Callahoo said he could bring in many BCHS alums, including players on current university rosters, to scrimmage with the team. It also allowed me to enlist the help of other coaches I am very familiar with, including Lou Rondeau, Mike Mose, Jacob Dynam, Tristan Heemstra and Nolan Mose, he said. Dynam, Heemstra and Nolan Mose are all BCHS Griffins alums, while Mike Mose was one of Callahoo's assistant coaches for several years. Callahoo said he was very excited at the opportunity his young players will have at the NAIG. It is a great opportunity for these athletes to play their sport, see a different part of the country, make connections with athletes from different provinces, states and sports and get more involved in and learn more about Indigenous culture. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.